brought to you by Penguin.
Newborn. Running away, breaking from the past. Building a new family. Written and read by Kerry Hudson. To my husband, Peter, and our son, you two are my foundations and my sky. I love you both so. At the end, she wipes away the blood and the ink on my chest in front of a head-to-toe mirror. I let my hair down for her to snap some pictures. I reapply my red lipstick. I'm not 17 years old again, but I am new in my own way. Constantly evolving and reinventing myself as women always have done to survive the stages of their life. Serpents shedding skins. The magpies fly just below my collarbone and they are beautiful. When I leave, I walk down the steep hill eating my donut. I call Peter. It was good. I think it's good. I'm coming home. I can't wait to see you both. I love you. Now, I have a new skin for a new life. Part 1. Life. Chapter 1. When I go back into the bathroom, there it is. No more than a whisper, a shadow of a second line. A life changed in a 1mm by 2mm blush of pink. I call Peter in and we stare, shining the phone torchlight on it. I laugh and cry all at once, my on-brand response to being overwhelmed. It's happened. It's real, isn't it? Peter nods and holds me, but doesn't say much himself. We take a picture of us holding the test, standing in our grubby little Airbnb flat bathroom. Peter in his baggy threadbare t-shirt, me in a rumpled khaki boiler suit. Peter looks at me. Your expression. What? It's a mixture of every emotion ever. He looks terrified. Shell-shocked. The picture we take is full of joy and fear. A picture capturing so much. Hope arriving even when it's long been abandoned. And the unfurling of all the consequences for us still to come. I'd been mortified to be going through the charade again, the shame lodging in my windpipe like a too big lump of food. But still, I hadn't been able to stop myself. I bought the cheapest pregnancy test possible. I'd pissed on enough £5 notes. Just in case, just so I'm not thinking and thinking about this, I said to Peter, who was standing next to me, looking tense. I'd asked for the test in English, though the pharmacist only spoke Czech. Was it paranoia? Or had she tilted her head in a sympathetic way at my delusion? A slick of sweat shone on my face, despite the Prague cold, and I wiped at it with rough glove fingers. At home, or our temporary home for now, I peed on the scant strip of cardboard and walked away. I'd done enough staring and waiting for my life to change in those 3-minute gaps. But this time, the change has actually happened. I think immediately of my mum. She told me I was conceived in San Francisco, where she and my dad, fully 2 times as old as her 21 years, had been travelling the West Coast, staying with an assortment of hippies and freaks. It seems appropriate that I've conceived somewhere far from home too. When my mum realised she was pregnant, they were already back in London, living in a squat. She told my father, who dropped to his knees and declared, "What am I going to do?" It turned out neither of them ever wanted to bring a child into this world. It was then mum realised she'd need to not be pregnant, or she'd have to go home to Aberdeen. And so, after an abandoned trip to the abortion clinic where she couldn't quite go through with what might have been the best thing for both of us, she returned to Tory, my mercurial grandma, and worked in the fish houses. I can't know for sure when I conceived, but I'd like to think it happened after a night of drinking huge glass goblets of red wine at a gay club on a steep hill lined with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?